teacher whose school is out Fridays asked me to say Thursdays are epic. Welcome to our penultimate program of 2014. It starts with news concerning Cuba. Yesterday, President Obama announced a major change in relations between the U.S. and Cuba. The U.S. government is reopening its embassy in the communist country. It's allowing travel and trade that's been banned since President Kennedy was in office. The two nations have been at odds since 1959, when communists overthrew the island's government and took control. During the Cold War, the rivalry between the U.S. and Soviet Union, Cuba was an ally of the Soviet Union, at one point allowing nuclear missiles to be installed as a threat to the U.S. In an effort to punish Cuba, the U.S. put an embargo in place, a ban on trade with Cuba. U.S. officials hoped that isolating the country would influence its government to turn from communism and give its people more freedom. President Obama says that didn't work.
I believe that we can do more to support the Cuban people and promote our values through engagement. After all, these 50 years have shown that isolation has not worked. It's time for a new approach.
Part of that approach involved an exchange of prisoners. The U.S. sent three convicted Cuban spies back to their home country. Cuba sent home a U.S. intelligence agent. Also, Cuba freed Alan Gross, a 65-year-old American. He'd served 5 years in a Cuban prison for delivering phone equipment that could access the Internet. Cuba's government restricts Internet use. President Obama's shift in policy was made without congressional approval. Critics call it illegal and say that the U.S. gave up everything and gained little.
This entire policy shift announced today is based on an illusion, on a lie. The lie and the illusion that more commerce and access to money and goods will translate to political freedom for the Cuban people.